Welcome to this meditation on abundance. Bringing the awareness to the posture you have chosen for this practice. And see if there is a possibility to shift the posture so that it embodies the sense of abundance that you want to cultivate in this meditation and in your life. Maybe sitting up a little more upright, a little more relaxed. Bringing a smile on your lips to shift your nervous system to a calm place. And becoming aware of the contact points of the body with the seat and the ground. Anchoring yourself in the present moment. Noticing the steadiness of the ground under your feet. If you're sitting on a cushion on the floor, maybe the whole base. Or if you're sitting on a chair, the buttocks in contact with the seat. And your hands with whatever they are touching. Choosing an anchor to help you quiet the mind. It can be that you want to stay a little more with the contact points, or that you would rather like to shift to the awareness of breath or sounds. Whatever you choose, see if you can stay a moment with this anchor point. Exploring it with kindness and curiosity. And each time the mind is wandering elsewhere, noticing where it went and gently, with determination, bringing it back to wherever you wanted it to be. Now noticing in the awareness if there is anything that feels pleasant or wholesome. It could be that it's the sensation of contact with the seat or the ground, It feels grounding. Or the sensation of the breath, which is going by itself. Maybe the temperature feels all right, or there's no pain in the body. And there might be other things that come to your mind which are not so good or which don't feel so nice. And if that's the case, you can notice them, but consciously, intentionally shift towards what feels okay. There are always both things that feel okay and things that don't feel okay. But due to the negativity bias of our brain, we have the tendency to overfocus of what's unpleasant or on threats or difficult things. And so now, here in this meditation, shifting to the positive. And also calling up in your mind other positive things in your life. You could start by people you are grateful for, who care for you, who appreciate you, who like you, or maybe even love you, and who you love back. And each time you call up something in your mind that you are grateful for, take a moment to really enjoy it and to lean into the feeling of it. Feeling it in the body. Also calling up circumstances in your life that are good. Maybe you have a stable job, health insurance, bank account that's okay, or even more than okay. Living in a democracy and in stable conditions, in peace. And also noticing things that give comfort to your life, like machines, dishwasher and washing machine, computer, mobile phone, car, and beautiful things, flowers and plants and furniture and all the things that give joy to your life and comfort. Noticing that there is abundance in your life. Abundance of positivity, which only needs to be noticed. And from time to time, your mind might bring up something negative. And then that's okay and normal, but you can decide to shift back to the positive. Also, noticing the abundance in your own body. It's alive, it's working. All the organs and muscles and tissues are doing what they are supposed to do. It might even give you pleasure from time to time. Pleasure of enjoying nature and food and movement. And so, being grateful for the life in your body and the abundance. And thanking the body for being so wonderful. And also noticing the abundance in your own capabilities and talents. Aware of all the things you have to give, you can give to the world. Your unique gifts. And again, there might be something in your mind saying that you are not so wonderful and that there are so many things which you are lacking, but deliberately shifting back to your capabilities, your talents, your positive characteristics. Knowing that you are basically a good person, that you have a good heart, aware of your generosity, maybe you are a good cook, or maybe you have an analytical mind, or maybe you are very quick, or rather thorough. So also becoming aware of the abundance capabilities and talents that you have. Aware of the responsibility that comes with it. To share it with the world. To leave your own trace, your own footprint. Opening up your heart towards the world. And noticing how it feels to become aware of the abundance in your life and within yourself. If you like, you can bring a hand or two to your heart as a sense of appreciation and encouragement. And noticing a shift of attitude towards a sense of agency, being the hammer rather than nail, of being able to take control of your life and leading it fully. Noticing how things are now for you. Maybe bringing back that gentle smile on your lips. And if you like, taking the intention to cultivate abundance for your own sake and for the sake of this world in your life, and spreading love and kindness all around you.